you're taking these away. Yeah?
Fine.
Well, yeah, you'll take care of these.
I don't know what's up with this.
No, you give it to Matt if you see him. Sif Tess, Simon Mem Aleph, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Im Yesh Nefonot Pasasel L'Pasakum, Beinanizim Y'Pasakum, because he relies on the various Haterim, let's say pass from a bakery, not a person, but a commercial place. Im Shtehen Shlemos, or Shtehen Prusos, Yam Shavos B'Gdolos Veinim Menechad, that's certainly a higher a quality. Even if you're not makbid, but it's a quality. In Zeshet Yisrael, in the local commercial lakam, you baruch lezim in Chiyutz. The Levayas is going to be pasakam, and the Shehuva, and the Lorea, and the Salkam, and the Shulchan, and the Lacha, and the Samotzi. His bracha is focused on the other thing, and he's being motzi. In other words, if I'm being motzi you, we should be making the bracha over the same thing. Maybe the evidence is different, but the chatchila, I can't be making our eitz, and you're mechavet v'yotz with my eitz, and you're partaking of something else.
I'm making eitz on apple, and so wants to eat orange.
Okay, but here's a case where you do have the Malabayas being Motseya on the pass.
And the Oreach would make another Hamotzah, would you bring it later?
No, that's the point. Well, you're taking it off the table. You're taking it off the table so that it shouldn't be around, so that the whole bracha is on this piece now.
Right, but when you bring it back to the table.
No, he wouldn't have to make another bracha. He always had a mind he was going to eat it.
But there's more than one, let's say, there's three loaves of bread on the table. All of them are passed through.
What?
There are three loaves. All passed through. And I'm making it on this loaf, and he has a mind on that loaf. That's a problem?
Not if he... I would say not if he knows... Let's say Lechem Mishnah Shabbos. Not if he knows that that's his piece. Like, I'm not going to be Boseya for my piece there. But my Hamotzi is directly on his thing. So I guess that's okay. Here, what are we concerned about here? That I'm making Hamotzi on this. And he automatically is joining in my Hamotzi. I guess if you speak out here, this is your challah. So that's okay. But here, we don't want him to focus in on my Hamotzi, and then it'll turn out he's making a bracha on something less kosher. Right?
So we don't say it better. Do we say this about anything else besides passing over? Do we say this about any other lower grade challah?
Without an oireach?
A shalim versus a brusa. Do we say take the brusa off?
We have no reason to say take it off. We may take it off if there's a suffix, let's say the prusa is a chves. Mochaviv alof. So you may have created enough suffix to have to take it off. Why are you taking it off here, Claire? Because the Malabayas But Reach should be making a bracha on it. Talking about that the pas akum has certain qualities, like it's gadol or it's naki, it has certain qualities. But the mevarech doesn't need it, right? So rather than have this situation where you have something that outwardly looks like more chashuv and he's not making a bracha on it, it's like it's not a marasayan or it's a bezoyan to the pas for whatever reason, so you take it off. It's like telling the kohen to step outside. You want to give someone else an aliyah. That's what it's like. Kol din kedimus hachoshev einu elin d'dayt alecha b'tay chasudu b'shtehen avu l'mein d'dayt alecha b'tay chasudu ak mipasachas yitzal zeh shu roi tzulecha v'meshgichem zeh alachashivus. So is the din by Kadim. Sometimes you find very down the Akhrainim, like by your tzitzis and your talis and your tefillin. Like if you take your tefillin first, you're supposed to put it on first, really. So it's like a trick, it's brought down. So I'm not putting on my tefillin now. Put it on in 5 minutes. I'm putting it on now.
You have to finish being the
mental. Yeah, like you, but you made a mental decision. I'm not putting on my. Some want to say that's valid. It's Simon Membeis, Mishesh Lo Behema O Ophos. I guess dog him also. I guess.
Sure.
Shemuzon O Sehen O Love. Also, the lechol klum machitul and machol. Tchsiv. Nasati esed. So, I'm going to have a lechol klum sabato. I keep esed machol baimel machol odom. But this is only if there's no son alech. Lishtiya hod of kaidem. Tchsiv shtey begam gam alecho ashev. Chen tchsiv. Tchskisha seid. Tchskisha seid. That is behiro.
Am I allowed to give my behemoth?
What?
Am I allowed to mask my behemoth before me?
To what your behemoth?
Mask my behemoth. You said that Adam is called yeah. To the behemoth with mask.
Are you allowed to give your animal first?
Are you allowed to?
I don't know what the word allowed. You're not supposed to. It's also, you're not supposed to. They bring down here from Rav Moshe that if you have small children, they can't take. They're very important. Small children who can't take food for themselves come before behemoths. In other words, they're under your jurisdiction, they're under your control. They can't take food themselves, they're totally in you, so you have to give them first. And even before the animals, because why? Because they're like the animals, except in the animal.
Not that they can't take food, they can't take anything? Like a baby or a kid that's at an age?
They can't feed themselves. You're sitting down to a meal, they can't eat at the meal themselves. Not while standing. These things, some of them are more halachically based, and some of them are more etiquette indeed based, but Torah etiquette. But if the minhag hamakom would be not like that, I would imagine it would be perfectly okay to change. That's usually how it is with such things. Like he's tearing it apart with both his hands. Gargaron. What? And they're baked together.
Yeah.
They're not that's like a mission.
No, I don't think so. It's one color.
Roll the dough that you bake them.
But that's made that way, though. So I assume he's doing something that's not made to be done that
Luis de Cozaimba Basakas and Trusser is a Gargum, Pishnei Pavan Zero Derecheret, Shleisha Pavan Rezo Nagasi Aruach, it's already considered doing it just to look. The Lokshu calls God of Yoser, Yachel the Strasser Fibu Chama Pavan. Chank Chais Cotton Oy, Yachel the Strasser Fibu Chama Pavan. Because we end up being more practical than you realize. And these rules are very rarely hard and fast rules, as you say. It's usually depending on the social context and the meaning of Moko. I had a second thing I wanted to tell you.